We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here, joined by Dennis Butler, director of the Raleigh County Police Department. And we're talking budget matters here. The budget was approved for publication here this past week at the Law Board meeting. It'll be published in the Manhattan Mercury coming up. And then the Law Board on, I think, June 17th will have a meeting, and they'll have a public hearing where that budget may indeed get approved. Part of this, the budget here, includes some new positions also that you'll be hiring for, I think four of them.
That's correct. We requested funding to hire three new correctional officers for the correctional facility located at the police department. And I know public appetite for funding correctional needs, you know, is not real high, but I want to reassure the public how important this is, that we have enough staff in the correctional facility to safely operate it. I like to remind people that we are responsible for every need that an inmate has, from nourishment to housing to medical care to mental health care. And also we have some high-risk populations. And right now we have two control rooms where we can monitor inmates. Only one of those can be staffed full-time. By having additional correctional officers, we can staff the second one, which will take load off the first one and provide better oversight of the populations that we have. We are mandated by law to do a lot of things in the jail, and so many of these things we don't have any choice to do. But it's really important to me that two things happen here, that we have a safe working environment for our employees and that we also have a safe housing environment for inmates who have been sent there. Also, when those inmates are released, we want to do our very best to not have them come out in an emotional state worse than when they came in that would be more dangerous to the community. So operating the correctional facility at proper staffing is critically important for those reasons. The other position is for a new detective. We call it a CSI detective, but basically it's a forensic digital data detective. So this is somebody who will be specially trained to download electronic information from all kinds of devices. Currently, other detectives do some of that, and we have one detective who does more of it while he carries a regular caseload. This is becoming more and more of a need in every police department because almost every serious case that you investigate, somebody involved in that is carrying a phone or some other electronic device where evidence of the crime can be located. Getting that information and storing it properly and extracting it properly is becoming more and more important, especially when cases are prosecuted. So this is a burden that has been placed on one detective while he carries other caseloads, and so we felt it important to establish a position that does this on behalf of the detectives within the department and some police officers as well. So we've requested four positions that I've just described. Also, during the break, we were talking about our dispatch center. We didn't request any new positions there because we have such a difficult time filling the ones that we have, and I just want to remind your listeners just how critically important dispatch is because we provide services to all of the first responders in Raleigh County. And we've had an unhealthy rate of turnover for some time, and it's a goal of mine, a stated goal of mine, that we address that issue. And we are starting to do some things internally to address it. It's premature for me to get into all of those steps because they haven't been finalized. But when you're chronically understaffed, it creates an unhealthy stress level for the current employees and probably promotes additional turnover that we could avoid if we were properly staffed. So it's really important that we do better there. Currently, we have six vacancies out of 24. And we're about ready to hire, I think, three new ones. So we're starting the hiring process all over again. It's a very challenging job. It's not easy to do. It's hard to find the right people. But we, again, are going to be focusing very heavily on trying to break through that barrier and get enough people to operate the center the way it should be.
Yeah, I've known some folks who've worked in 911 dispatch before. And, you know, they're fellow broadcasters. And so, you know, that's always been something I've been curious about because, you know, I hear them, but the hours can be really stressful because they go kind of off shift. Like you might be working nights one week and then switch over to days for another week. Or it's just kind of an intense job.
It is, and I want to clarify something I said. I said, you know, I want to make sure we do better in turnover so it operates the way it should be. What I meant to say is it is operating the way it should be. What I intended to convey was the amount of stress because they're short-staffed, because they're working extra hours, because if someone calls in sick, sometimes we have to call somebody else back in on their days off. Those are the things that create additional turnover that could be avoided. So we are providing the services that are expected, but because of the stress of being understaffed, we're having to constantly hire and train, and we want to get out of that cycle.
So if anyone's interested in a career in dispatch, there's always going to be jobs available, it sounds like. And you probably just go to your website and apply there, huh?
That's right. There's a job announcement on the landing page right now where someone could apply. Again, it's a challenging job. I don't want to paint a rosy picture, but I think it pays fairly well for this community, and they get great training, and there's a great group of people working in there. I go in there several times a week just to interact with the staff, and they're wonderful folks who have gotten into this profession for the right reasons, and they're doing a good job.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we just had, Police Officer Memorial, or not Memorial Week, but Appreciation Week here recently in the month of May, didn't we?
Yeah, the National Police Officer Memorial Week occurred in the middle of May. And so there was a lot of ceremony around the country in Washington, D.C. and Topeka. I understand that there used to be more formal activities here. I really didn't have enough time to take a hard look at that and possibly resurrect it and do some more formal things here, but we're planning to do something next year.
Okay. Well, it's always interesting getting to learn more about the Raleigh County Police Department. I know it's a busy time here, especially with all the conditions that we're facing with potential for flooding here. But again, we just remind people to have multiple ways of getting informed here. And of course, the police department are part of that. They're the first responders here. And anything else maybe you want to let people know?
You know, you kind of touched on something that made me think just how important it is for our citizens to try to work well with us. You know, we are not here trying to control people's lives. And when we have potential emergencies like this occurring, there's things that we have to do to try to ensure the public safety. And when we ask folks to do something or we give advice, we just ask them to heed that in a constructive way because we're just trying to protect them and the rest of the community.
All right. Well, Dennis, I appreciate the time coming out here, and have a good Memorial Day weekend.
Thanks. You do the same, and have a good vacation.
Thank you. Dennis Butler again, Raleigh County Police Department Director, our guest here on In Focus. Stay tuned. More of In Focus coming up next with Morning Star featured next.